Yeah, hi Ty, this is Michael, and I'm getting ready to listen to your practice test you sent me yesterday. So you say, I realized I made a grammar mistake when I said it makes it possible for Roman cities, and you wanted to say it made it possible. So you're looking for suggestions to help you react swiftly and correctly to the grammar, especially with the time tense of verbs. And this is a good question, Ty. And I think your first language might be Chinese, correct? So what that means is, in your language, you don't even use verb tenses. So that's part of what's going to be difficult for you is if you're not used to using verb tenses in the first language, it's going to be difficult to use them in the new language. One way that you can pay more attention to the grammar is maybe once a week, take one of the responses and write it out completely. Write the whole thing and then look over the grammar, the structure, organization, and make all the corrections. Then practice reading it several times so you can feel it. And then finally email it to me for evaluation. So sometimes if you do that, it can help you develop a little bit better control over your speaking if you write down what you say first before you say it. Now, of course, you cannot do that during the TOEFL exam. However, I've had students use that technique and they've actually scored very high on the speaking section of the TOEFL exam after doing that for a period of weeks. Okay, so let's take a look at your practice test. And usually, just one grammar mistake within a response is not a major problem. Okay, here we go, Ty. Let's see how you did.
The professor talks about two developments that allowed ancient Roman cities to expand.
You want to say ancient. That CI is kind of like a CH. Ancient Roman cities.
First is the advanced building material. For example,
I wouldn't say first is the advanced building material. I'd say, first of all, the professor discusses the advanced building material that the Romans used. So I would use a complete sentence there as you introduce that first point.
Which is built by concrete, can go across White River, and it can also be used.
Okay, let me go back to what you just said here.
Example, bridges built by concrete can go across White River, and it can also be used to transport material. So it makes it possible for Roman cities to grow on both sides of the river.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about, right? I don't see that as a major problem, but I see you could say made instead of makes. And the fact that you identified your own error to me as the first step, because that tells me you have very, very good knowledge of grammar. If you can edit your own speaking and your own writing, to me, that's excellent. That's a first step toward getting a high score, is to at least realize what your mistakes are and then try to minimize
And
them.
secondly, the Roman people came up with a new way to move fresh water in distance.
And then, secondly, the Roman people, according to the professor, came up with a way. So don't forget to put the voice markers throughout your response, especially as you move from one point to the next. Now, the other thing, Ty, we need to get rid of those ums and ands, those I call them conversation fillers. So you're speaking a little too slowly. This is a problem with pacing. This is a delivery problem. It also will affect your score.
For example, they use the aqueducts to move a great amount of water to cities so that people.
I would say they use aqueducts to move a great amount of water to cities. So I wouldn't pause too much in there. So you can learn more about this by going to Thought Groups and Blending. This is Pronunciation Lessons 41 through 44.
Living in distance can use clean water to drink or to bathe. Therefore, the cities can grow larger. The professor talks about...
Okay, so I think you can do a little bit better with your topic development too. So in this email, I'm going to put a link to my TOEFL independent speaking strategy. So kind of look through that lesson and get some ideas, especially with voice markers, how you can frame everything more as a summary by including more of what the professor is saying from his point of view. I think in this one, I thought your speaking would be higher than this based on your pronunciation pretest, but maybe not. I'm going to put you at about 2.83 out of 4, maybe 22 points out of 30 on this particular practice test based on your delivery and maybe some topic development issues. Overall, you had one or two issues with language use, but I don't see it as a major problem. I see your problems probably more delivery. That's what I'm saying, and maybe a few topic development issues. So keep doing the pronunciation practice like you're doing. And I think you sent me the second pretest that I have to listen to also.